When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven, given my history, rising above the odds of
World War Who?
You,
World War Who?
It's up,
World War Who?
It's true, I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you,
World War Who?
It's up, I think I'm fighting myself.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the World War You podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield. And without wasting much of your time today, we're just going to get into it. This episode is titled Love Yourself. Now, we simply titled this Love Yourself because we are at a time in this world where people are looking for validation. People are looking for affirmation from other people or from other factors around them, but not actually seeking what is within them. And I noticed that a lot of people, when they do not get this affirmation or this confirmation, it messes with their peace of mind. And I'm one to believe that the biggest thing that we have in this world today is peace and happiness. That is the new currency. Whatever it is you are doing in your life, it needs to bring you peace and it needs to bring you happiness. So be it a business venture, be it studying in school, be it playing sport, be it getting into a business, be it a hobby, the bottom line is it needs to give you happiness and peace. But for a lot of people, due to circumstances, this is very difficult to achieve because we are pressed in a certain direction because, say, we want financial freedom. So you're forced to work a job that you are not enjoying, that is not even giving you peace of mind. It's actually stressing you out. But because you need to make money, you're forced to stay in that place. But I'm just here to tell you that there is no amount of money in this world. There's no amount of financial success in this world that can replace your mental health. There is no amount of money that can replace your mental health. We see this everywhere, online or wherever, on social media. You have big name celebrities getting divorced. You have big name celebrities committing suicide, even with billions of dollars in the bank. That is because the biggest currency in the world is your peace of mind and happiness. Unless you find a balance with those two at the forefront, you are never going to truly understand or appreciate what success is. Now, success, we've said this before, that success is not a straight line. Success means different things to different people. For some, it's a car. For some, it's a big house. For some, it's $1 billion. For some, it's a trophy wife. For some, it's a trophy husband. For some, it's a mansion. So it's different. But whatever your definition of success is, it should never put you in a place where you are successful but stressed. That does not mean success. When you are successful, it means you are content. There's a place of self-actualization. You've reached the place that you wanted to be, and you're happy being at that place. And a lot of people out there come up with these, you know, superficial definitions. If I get 1 million followers on Instagram, then I'm successful. But you've got 1 million people who do not even know you at a personal level or at a deeper level apart from what you show them on your social media. And that then creates this false definition of success. The whole mama, I made it, because people can see. But there are things that people do not see that should be at the forefront of your mind or the forefront of your conquest in whatever you are doing. A lot of people go to the gym not because they want to be healthy, but because they want people to see their progress. I've lost 20 kgs. I've grown a big chest and big arms, big biceps and triceps. But you're not actually going there to fix what's inside you. A lot of people will cover things with clothes, expensive cars, but their state of mind says something different. And today, I just want to encourage you that before you look for affirmation from anyone else, look within you, look inside you to see how you actually feel about whatever you are embarking on, whatever it is you are a part of, whatever it is you are doing. Because unless you get to that place where you are happy with yourself, how do you think other people are going to be happy with you? As human beings, we have this notion of demanding so much from other people more than we demand from ourselves. Maybe because we don't feel adequate. So when things go wrong, we want to point a finger at someone to say, well, this didn't work out because they didn't do this, or this is breaking down, it's their fault. We want someone to point the finger at, but very rarely do we point the finger at ourselves and say, you know what, this failed because of me. Because I did not execute at the level that I'm supposed to execute at, this is why it failed. If you ask a lot of people who go through divorces, what you will hear is, we grew apart, or they stopped doing the things that they were doing before, or they started doing other things that I did not know that they were capable of doing. So at the end of the day, it becomes something that changed, but you are not willing to see what triggered that change. Maybe they stopped doing those things because you stopped doing something as well. Or maybe they started doing those things because you started doing certain things. So before you start pointing fingers and demanding something from someone else, start demanding things from yourself. Say to yourself, I love myself enough to fix me so that when I go out into this world, whatever it is I am doing is from a place of peace and a place of happiness. I'm already at peace with myself. I'm already happy with myself. So whatever I'm going to give this world is coming from a place of peace and happiness. And you need to love yourself enough to know that you do not owe the world anything. And the world does not owe you anything, but you owe yourself everything. Whatever it is that you want to embark on, understand that you owe you the best of yourself. That is the only way that you can give the world your best. I've said this before, that you can never take people where you've never been. You're not a GPS. You can never take people where you've never been. So the only way for you to take people from point A to point B is because you know and you've been to point B. And that takes you introspecting and having honest conversations with yourself to say, Mansfield, for me to be a better husband, to be a better father, to be a better businessman, to be a better brother, to be a better friend, I need to be at peace and happy with myself. Because if I do not achieve those two important pillars, whatever I'm going to give out to the world is not going to be my best. If there's traumas that I need to deal with, I need to deal with those traumas in case they might carry on to my children. If there are parts of myself that I need to deal with, I need to deal with them before they affect my relationship with my wife. If there's parts of me I need to fix them before they affect my relationship with my friends. Unless you look at life in that way, you are not actually going to reach that place where you give 100% of yourself. And that is the better version of you. It's so easy for people to want a crowd around them. It's so easy for people to want to be a part of something bigger. Maybe because we feel that we are inadequate in a certain way. But our inadequacies should not then put us in a place where we are forced to be part of something that does not give us peace and happiness. You might be broke. You might be longing affection. You might be longing for physical touch, but that does not mean you need to stay in an abusive relationship. That doesn't mean you need to stay in an emotionally stressful position. You complain about your job day in and day out, but every single day for 365, you wake up and still go to the same job. You need to take yourself to a place where you say, you know what, this is not worth my mental space. This is not good for me physically, emotionally. I need to get to a place where I'm okay with my job. If it means I'm going to do it, I'm going to give 120%, I need to be happy to give that 120%. But a lot of people, we struggle with that because we do not know how to love ourselves. So in closing, I just want to say, you know what, just take time to reflect what your dream is and how you can fix yourself in order to achieve that dream. And I'll leave you with this. The more people you need to make your dream become a reality, the less likely it is to happen. The more people you need to make your dream a reality, the less likely it is to happen. Because all those people that you're going to surround yourself with are not there for you, but they are there for what they can get from you. So you are better off getting yourself up, fixing you, because like I said, you owe it to yourself to be the best version that you can ever be. And your dream is yours for a reason, because you alone can fulfill that dream. There's only one you, with DNA that cannot be replicated. Even your own children do not share your exact DNA. They share bits and pieces, but you are you. You are uniquely you. So go out there and love the fact that you are uniquely you, and use that to propel you to being the best version that you can ever be, so that you can give the world and your sphere of influence the very best that you can give it. That's all I had for you guys this week. We'll catch you again next week.
You, World War Who, it's up. World War Who, it's you. I think we're fighting ourselves. World War Who, World War Who, it's you. World War Who, it's up. I think I'm fighting myself.